Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the You're Right Podcast. I'm your co-host Jamie, joined by Phoenix, and we have a special guest on today, Wolf.
Thank you guys.
And thank you for coming.
In our new studio, this is episode 54.
In our brand new studio.
Got the orange backsplash.
Yes, sir.
Congrats.
Doesn't look too bad.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I like
you.
It. It's my favorite color.
54, that's a lot.
I know. Shit. Number 54 you are. So start of the week, how have you been?
Oh, it's good. It was good, but like the weather in New Zealand is super cold, so I'm still like trying to make my way in. Mm. Yeah. Beautiful Philippines. The weather is insane though.
It's really, really hot over
really
there, right?
Hot. Like, I did not expect that hot.
What was the temperature when you went over there?
I think 42.
Damn.
And they're expecting like 47.
And I'm guessing I'm guessing the humidity was pretty hot as well.
Yeah, a lot. Now I feel like even more grateful in New Zealand because it's like still cold. Mm. And then like going to the toilet in the Philippines, you're going to sweat.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh gosh.
That's going to be a weird switch from like really hot to like really cold. How long is that flight?
The flight from the Philippines to go here is like 15 to 18.
What's the time difference?
Five or 6 hours.
Yeah. Why is it such a long flight? Do you have to take multiple?
You have to stop over in Sydney.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I think
that makes sense.
From here to Sydney, how many hours? Three?
Three, four-ish, roughly.
Yeah, from Sydney to Philippines is like 8.
Okay. That's not too bad.
18 hours. I think 13. My flight to London.
Did I say 18?
Yeah,
18. Holy shiz. 13.
Oh, 13. Okay.
I was thinking hours. I was like, okay.
I was thinking a couple of years ago, I went to Japan and I was like, that's only 12. And that's like further away. But no, that makes sense if you're laying over. It's a really nice country.
I want to go to Japan. I'm actually manifesting that.
It's like one of the cleanest countries I've ever been to. And they're so polite there.
But it feels so different because all of the writings are different as well, right?
It is. But you can get like translator apps. And there's also this app you can get on your phone for public transport. And it helps you get around. And it's just pretty... It's just a breeze to get around. If you do your research beforehand and like kind of learn a little bit of the language, it makes it a lot easier.
But isn't it expensive though?
Nah, because... The JPY, the Japanese yen, isn't strong at the moment.
Okay.
It's dirt cheap to go there at the moment. Yeah. Like flights are expensive, but that'll be the most expensive part of the whole thing. Accommodation's dirt cheap. Food is like, for a whole Macca's feed here, it would cost like 25, 30 bucks.
Oh, wow.
Whereas there it was like 5, 6.
So
it's like a lot more bang for buck and it's just a lot nicer.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of my mates are going to Japan this year. So I'm just like, whoa. Is it a trend?
it always has been, but yeah.
Where else have you been?
Last year was crazy because I got the opportunity, quite blessed to have... this year I went to America for Disney. Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was with other creators from New Zealand, Jazz Thornton. And then most of them are from Australia.
Jazz Thornton.
Yeah.
I know their name. Wait, what does she do?
She does a lot of like, she has a Hope podcast. Hope is Real, I think.
I saw
Hopefully
on the,
I'm right. Hope is Real.
Wait,
yeah.
Why do
and
I know
she
that
did
name?
Like Dancing with the Stars. She's doing TED, I think TED Talks, kind of like talks about mental health.
Yeah. Wait. I need to see because I think
person.
This person changed
your life.
Listen, I had that. Jazz Thornton, hold up. So if I'm Google, if I just quickly find a picture of her, if it's the person I'm not thinking of, this is going to be really embarrassing.
You have a photo with her?
No. Well, I've met her. Jazz Thornton, yes. So back in uni, I went to South Seas Film School. And we had these documentaries. I was in a documentary class. And so I did my documentary on my journey as a filmmaker. And
She's also a filmmaker.
Yeah. So she was one of the judges. So there were about like 20 of us who were in the documentary class. And the top three, I wasn't in the top three. But then she stood up and decided that we needed to add someone else to that top three. And she mentioned me and she put my name up there. And she was talking about how much filmmaking is so important to me. Like she was just so lovely. I had the nicest conversation with her. She's such a good person.
She made my trip smooth.
Yeah,
that's cool.
She's really
awesome,
nice.
And she's been through a lot.
Yeah,
I've watched her TED talks.
I talked to my parents about her.
Yeah, she came into our documentary class and just had like a good chat with us, talking about everything. Like she's powerful. Like, honestly, she's
What Disneyland did you go to? Was it the one in Florida or California?
California.
Oh, that one's
and
nice.
It's just right next to each other, right?
Yeah, they're not too far. Probably like an hour. The Florida one's quite far. Florida. It's another state, but there's I think in the Californian one there's like the SeaWorld version and all that other stuff. But I went there when I was real, real young, but I don't remember much of it.
Wait, they're two Disneylands like close together.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know the name. Adventure Park, California Adventure Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Adventure World. It's just right next to each other. Like,
I was
literally
thinking like two Disneylands next to each other.
Yeah, so they're like in front of each other. And good thing that Jazz is there because I'm not really a big fan of roller coaster and stuff. I mean, I would be. Like someone needs to push me because I did not grow up with theme parks. Mm. My parents are quite scared about theme parks because of all of those like problems when it comes to like roller coaster and
waiting
stuff.
Waiting in line.
Yeah. So Jazz is the one that pushed me to do everything. Yeah. And I'm happy.
Push you out of your comfort zone a lot.
Yeah. That's but cool. She knows how to do it. Like she started with the small ones. And then when she figured out like, okay, he's happy. Let's move to the next one. Slowly, gradually. That's up cool. Until I did the big fall kind of thing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I was like, I wasn't ready, but she said, like, I know you're ready.
I'm like, you need to trust yourself, man.
Have you been to Rainbow's End?
Yes, but I did not do the...
Fearful.
What about
I need someone to push me as well.
What about the Stratosphere? You know that orange one kind of near the front entrance?
Is it the one that like
goes 360?
I've never done it and I don't think I will do it.
I want to do it, but I haven't been to Rainbow's End.
I did it in, what's the name of it? Luna Park in Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
And I was pushed as well. I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Ross Lynch.
I've heard the name before.
Wait, Ross Lynch, Austin
the
Nelly.
Actor. Yeah.
Austin Nelly, right?
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's him. Yeah. It's quite a funny story because we were in the same hotel. And then while we're having a breakfast, me and the other mates. Yeah, it was a crazy story. So me and my mates were just like having a breakfast. And at the back is Ross Lynch. Mm-hmm. And I was like talking to my mate. I was like, that's Ross Lynch. And she was like, stop staring. And I'm like, bro, because I know Ross Lynch. I grew up with Ross Lynch. I mean, not physically, but like I know
him. Watching him and stuff. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to stay here and not say hi. So I said hi. He's like the nicest person. Because he doesn't stop asking questions about you. Is it
good? Nah, you're good.
Yeah, he doesn't stop asking things about you. So when we said hi, we ended up sitting down and have a 40-minute chat.
Jesus. Yeah.
And then he invited himself. He said like, where are you guys going next and stuff? And we're like, we're going to Luna Park on the next day. And then he was like, oh, we don't really have that much plan here aside from this and this and work and stuff. We can make time. Can we hop along? And we're like, okay.
That's cool. Well,
you went to Luna Park with Austin.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's crack up.
Have you seen Austin and Ellie?
Of course I have, bro. That's like one of the OG shows from back in the day.
He seems like a nice guy.
He's really nice. He never talks about like fame and stuff. You feel like you're actually hanging out with a mate. Yeah, and then... Yeah. At the end, he was like, what are your Instagram, guys? And we're like, okay. And then he actually gave his phone to us. Mm. And I was like, I'm at the back of the car. I can do anything with his phone. Just give it up.
You could end this man's career.
And he was like, follow you guys. And then we followed back and stuff. And then he posted it afterwards. He said, like, new friends. So I was like, ooh.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's so awesome. Could have just gone on Twitter and just ended him.
Yeah.
So one question we ask quite a lot of people, or we've started to ask people, who is Wolf?
Wolf. I think every day you change. I think every day we learn something about ourselves. So like for me right now, I would say I try my best every single day when it comes to like social media, try to be more a role model, at least like to do something for positivity. You have to increase awareness and to a lot of issues. Yeah.
That's cool.
As a friend, I'm loving. I'm loving. I always think about friendship. That's why it's Wolf, actually. Wolf is not just... It's not my name. My name is Wynn. And then my last name is Velasco. But Wolf is all about loyalty and pack. So that's why I put it...
Was that
Wolf.
How the name came about?
Yeah.
That's dope. I like that name.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
People like the name. The feed was like, your name is so cool, Wynn Wolf. And in my head, I was like, that could have been just like... That's just a stage name, actually. Yeah.
Fair. So, if someone's come up to you and on the street and ask you like what you do for a career, what would your kind of answer be to that?
Oh, it's quite tricky. It's quite tricky because I graduated advertising, okay. So I do graphic design, and then afterwards, when I got the opportunity to do more social media, I was like, well, I've been working in graphic design for like quite a while. So I was like, maybe it's time for me to take a risk. That's why I continued doing content creating. But during the first year that I was focusing on content creating, that's the time that The Feed, I don't know if you guys know The Feed, it's TVNZ show. TVNZ show, The Feed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the time that during my first year of thinking about like, okay, I'll focus on content creating, even though it's really risky. Mm. It's quite hard to live just like doing social media. It's quite in New Zealand. Other countries is like crazy.
Yeah, in America, it's like pretty simple. You can have like 100 ads in just like a couple minutes and you can live off it.
I think I heard someone got like 500,000 offer, and then that guy only, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, probably just like have 200,000 followers. But he's really good. I don't know who that is, but I heard a story.
Yeah.
And he got a deal for like 500,000.
That's US. Believable though in America. I know a lot of people who have like a following on YouTube or something, and they just do an ad and they get like 50-60k for like, say, a gambling website or something, like anything, and they can get just massive money off of it because it's such a massive market to be tapped into.
Yeah,
did you say gambling?
Gambling or just anything really, but I know this one guy got an offer for 250k. He has 10,000 subscribers on YouTube for Counter-Strike case gambling.
Oh.
And he declines it, but it's because there's such a massive market in it, and a lot of people are just like, oh, well, they will give you money for it and possibly it could go somewhere.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing about social media as well. It's so hard when it comes to if you balance your, do you call it morals? Yeah, your
morals. Yeah, morals. Yep.
Yeah. Because sometimes they're going to offer like something big and then you're like, oh, is it really worth it or not?
Yeah, no, that's right. Like one of my mates, he used to make Counter-Strike videos back in the day, and he got an offer for case openings and stuff, and he declined it because he's like, that's not really my morals. I have a big kid viewer base.
Yeah.
And even though it is considered gambling and anyone can play the game, I'm not going to really
promote it.
Yeah, little kids trying to gamble. That's just not what I want to do. Even though it was a massive amount of money, they were just like, nah.
It's not worth it.
Nah, shit, no.
Not if you've got a fan base that you're trying to like kids as well. You don't want to promote gambling.
Yeah, once you really understand your role as a person who kind of have that capacity or influence to other people, then you realize that, oh, this is something that I don't want to promote because there are people that are looking up to you. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, are you burping?
Yeah, I am.
I was trying my best not to burp too. I was like, oh my God.
I do it a lot.
Bolognese.
So how do you find it getting ads and sponsorships as a content creator here in New Zealand?
Here, I do have a management. I do have a management, but I think collaborations always been collaborating with other content creators is actually a big help, because with Disney, what are you guys happening?
Sneezing.
Okay. With Disney, I asked the marketing people. I said, like, how did you guys end up with me in Jazz in New Zealand? And then she said, like, there's a lot of process. But we want to see if you guys are all interacting with each other. Mm. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So it means that collaboration actually works.
Mm.
Yeah. With other content creator. So, and then jobs comes in with that. And I think when a brand sees that you are reflecting with their brand identity or what they stand for, then you're a good pick.
How do you find collaborations with other content creators here within New Zealand?
It's quite nice. It's quite nice because I think we're like quite small. Mm. Yeah. But I think there are a couple of content creators that they have their own group, and it's quite hard to tap into that group kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just realized it now because I'm from the Philippines. So when I moved here, I don't have a childhood friend. I don't have anything. I don't have my family. My family's back in the Philippines.
How long have you been here?
Almost 8 now. Almost Shit. 8. Yeah, so hopefully I get my citizenship. Yeah.
Hopefully.
on my way.
Do you know how long it takes to get citizenship here in New Zealand?
Once you get into like permanent residency, then you're going to end up like waiting for three more years.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You have to go back.
Going to permanent residency is quite a bit long. Depends on your job and stuff.
Okay.
Do you plan to like stay in New Zealand, or you got other plans anywhere else?
As far as I know, like right in this moment, I would love to stay. But I didn't know that Spain decided to open it to Filipinos. Like, you can go now to Spain and then stay there for 2 years and work. Then you can apply for citizenship. And I'm like, 2 years.
Damn.
Just 2 years. That's and it's because Philippines was colonized by Spain. So out of all Southeast Asia, Philippines is the only allowed to do that.
That's the same for New Zealand and Australia. If you can work up to 3 years in Australia if you're a New Zealand citizen. Yeah, and you can pretty much, you can live there if you just have a New Zealand citizenship. And that's why a lot of people are doing FIFO, fly in, fly out. So they'll go live here for most of their life, go work in the mines for a couple of years, earn a shit ton of money, and then come back.
Yeah, mines, eh? I heard something about that too.
You make a lot of money there, eh? Like,
but then you sacrifice a lot as well, right?
You're like, pretty much working. Yeah, you're living on site. You work for about 4 weeks nonstop, and then you
have a big break.
Yeah, you have 4 weeks off, and they fly you in the country and out of the country, and they pay for accommodation, food. There's usually a gym, but it's very like mentally taxing just being away from everyone. Yeah. And yeah, I've heard some good things and bad things. Like, but a lot of the people just say to me, oh, you kind of just have to look at the money because the money is the
one that keeps you going for that. Especially the work is so hard.
For the 4 weeks, one of my mates that I went to boarding school, he gets almost 10K for 4 weeks of work. And that's just, but that's pretty tolling hours. Like it's about 13 hour days.
Oh.
And you're working for 4 weeks nonstop. So
then you do that at one point last year?
That was within the country though.
Yeah.
That was working for 6 months. And that was good money as well. That was like $40 an hour working at dairy factories. But that's only seasonal work. So couldn't last forever. But that is what it is. You can't do much about it.
And in the mining one, health as well, right? You risk it a little bit.
There is potential health risks. Yeah, there is. Yeah. Back to the topic of groups within New Zealand. I have kind of noticed that we, not going to say who, but we heard a word a couple of weeks ago that like some content creators in New Zealand won't really want to do things with you because of their followers. And if you don't have followers here in New Zealand, they just don't want to do stuff with you. It's like,
really? I'm hearing about this for the first time.
Oh yeah. It was someone,
I heard it as well. Yeah. I heard it as well.
It's, in my opinion, it's a bit sad because there's a lot of people that I want to do, just content, not even content creation, but we want on the podcast. But yeah,
like we only got like, we don't even have 100 followers on TikTok. They got like 90 something. Like we just want
to. Mm. Yeah, that's what I keep on telling other people based on what I believe in. What I believe in is that if there's someone has a talent and you have a capacity to help, why not help?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because everyone starts from the beginning.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. And then if you see that person, like for example, because I remember when I started doing social media back in like, doing Musical.ly, I think there's someone in America that keeps on cheering me on, and he has a big following. So that's the start in my head. Like, why is this person cheering me on all the time, and I'm just like, there's no followers with me. So that's the time that I realized, like, if you see someone that has good morals, good person, it just need a little bit of a kick to help.
Yeah,
because they have the talent.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of people we want on the podcast. Like, I really want to get Jono and Ben.
Oh, Jono and Ben. So yeah. Guy Williams as well.
Yeah, that Guy Williams would be hilarious. There's a lot of people that I've won on.
My dream is Stan Walker. Stan Walker.
One I haven't thought about in a while. I love
Stan.
His
voice is insane. I saw him once live. I was like
gobsmacked.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, this guy's voice. Wow.
I can't. Yeah, there's who else? I forgot his name.
Elmo and Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, Elmo would be pretty mean.
Fraser, do you guys know Fraser?
Yeah, we've had 10,000.
We had him on.
That's cool.
He's an old friend of mine. We're going to get him on again.
He's really nice. He's really nice.
Is he on next week or?
No, I don't know. He's not too sure when he's on. I'll get him on before I go to London. I'll shoot him a text. Yeah, he's a good guy. He read my first screenplay when he was like 21. I must have been like 15.
Everything is connected.
Yeah, but it was a terrible screenplay.
But still.
Have you done one of a dream yet?
Yeah.
What was your dream on there?
My dream is, I think it's all about helping because, like what I said earlier, everything it's always changing. Like before, I dreamed to be like a professor, and then I dreamed to be like an actor kind of thing, and then it keeps on changing up until. Depends on what kind of year you have, and then you realize there's something much bigger. And then whenever I feel like there are people that doesn't have that much, and you realize that sometimes we take everything for granted, kind of thing. That's the time that I realized, if I given a chance or opportunity to help other people, then I'll try to do it.
Why not do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really had the chance to, but if I could, I definitely would, to help.
Yeah, well, once obviously, opportunity like, comes.
Yeah, if there was someone like dying on the street, I'd obviously help them, but I don't think I've had any like thing happen in my life to be able to be like, oh, here's like a chance. But I do want to get to that point in my life eventually. It's not really kind of an easy thing to do. But
yeah. I mean, you can do little things, but then just like what I've in my situation as well, I feel like there are stuff that you can feel like it's too big to do. Yeah.
If you like break it down into little bits and segment it makes it a lot easier, makes the goal a lot more achievable. Yeah. If you were to see yourself somewhere in 5 years, where would you see yourself?
I always struggle answering this question, says, because like it's way, way up.
Could I switch it? Could I say 1 year?
1 year. I do want to have at least our own business. I still don't know what it is because I'm still gobbling with different stuff, but I do want to have a business next year, hopefully.
What would that business kind of be?
Might be something like with food or... Because it kind of reflects... I love cooking. Mm-hmm. And I just started like learning some couple of baking. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about like maybe I could do something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And if other opportunity comes along... Because like for this year... I think I mentioned it to you guys earlier that we're doing 40-hour challenge for World Vision. Yeah. So, like what I said, sometimes it's hard to help, but then when the opportunity comes, so when I think it's already out already, it's already out in the social media. So I'm doing ambassador for 40-hour challenge World Vision, and around December they flew me out to Timor-Leste to help, and that's the time that I realized the struggle when it comes to weather. And like they asked me to compare Philippines between and Timor-Leste, and Timor-Leste is quite much more extreme when it comes to weather. It gets really hot, and then by the afternoon when it rains, it feels like it's a typhoon. But they said it's a usual thing, and that's an eye-opener to myself, because in New Zealand we don't really get typhoon that much, or like hurricane. We had one right last year, January, and for the past 7 years that I've been here, I've never encountered that kind of big floodings. I sent it to my parents, because in Philippines we have like probably a lot in a year of
I'm guessing typhoon. It's like mainly thunderstorms and stuff like that, because you guys are in the tropics and stuff, and humidity's really high
all the floodings are crazy. So comparing that to New Zealand, when it happens to us here in New Zealand, I sent it to my parents. They thought I was just sending a random video. And I said, like, thank you for asking that I'm okay, but I'm okay. But my parents was like, because for the past 6 years, you'd never sent anything something like this, so we thought that you'd send, like, a random video. Mm. Yeah, so when I went to Timor-Leste and seeing that that is a normal or usual thing for them, I was like, oh, my God. And then I went to Philippines this year, and I mentioned that it's really sweaty now.
Yeah.
It's really hot now. Classes are getting suspended because of hotness in the Philippines. But it wasn't like that before. So I was like, after Timor-Leste December, go to Philippines. And I was like, okay, it's actually happening. Because like now, where I grew up, it's not like that. We don't suspend classes because it's hot. And then there's wildfires happening now too. So I'm just like, wow, this is getting crazy.
That's pretty rough. And I guess because the weather's so rough all the time, pardon me, they wouldn't be able to grow crops, like anything for food, poultry or anything like that. And then on top of that, if it's so hot, everything would just dry out. So you wouldn't even be able to grow anything.
Then you need to have like an irrigation and stuff. But the thing is, you can't really predict the weather in some parts of, like, for example, in the Philippines, because we do have a small rice field, my dad. But he said, like, the thing about it is that when rain comes, everything gets washed away. So it's gone.
You can't, unless you have like a lot of money to kind of put it under shade or something. It's not really that simple.
Yeah.
Imagine
if you're about to harvest it the next week or something, and then it just happened, and then everything's so just gutting. Like gone.
Yeah.
How does rice grow? Like, I know it grows in rice fields, but does it grow under the ground, or does it grow on like a plant?
What's the difference between growing in the ground and
like, because potatoes grow underground?
Inside. Yeah. Okay, underground. Okay. Yeah. It's a plant.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know, hopefully I'm That's right. Hopefully that's right. Or else my dad's gonna be not gonna be happy. It's like, how come you don't know?
I went to Vietnam.
I want to go to Vietnam.
Vietnam's a very nice country, but very different culture. And I was kind of, when I went there, I was year nine, so pretty, like 12 years old. And it was kind of a shock because they had a lot of rubbish there. Like, so dirty country. But all nice people, real nice, like, street food. And, yeah, I was just kind of shocked at, like, how big the rice fields are. They can go for, like, kilometers on end, and they're just, like, kind of growing in just water fields. But it's a nice country to go to, nonetheless.
I want to go there.
Love the food.
Thailand. Thailand is nice, too.
Oh, Thailand.
Where? Thailand.
Thailand.
See a lot of ladyboys there?
I didn't get a chance to see any.
I knew that was what you were going to ask.
I was like, when you look at me, I was like, okay. Everyone brings up ladyboy in Thailand.
My parents just, they've been in Thailand for the past week and a half, and they're coming back tomorrow. And they saw a lot of ladyboys and a couple of ping pong shows.
Ah. Cameraman just came back from Thailand.
Who? Really,
cameraman.
You?
Just came back from Thailand.
Which part? Whereabouts?
Phuket, Bangkok, Chiang Mai.
Okay, all the places I didn't go to.
I've only seen... have you seen the Hangover movies?
Yeah.
Have you seen the second one? For so long, that's been my only idea of like Thailand for so long. Because I've just never researched it or anything.
And it's from a movie who they actually kind of categorize it. You know what I mean? Like a... stereotypical and they changed the coloring to more brown.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Hangover movies before. I really want to.
Well, maybe you could start tonight.
Yeah, if I get the time. So I've actually been playing a real good video game at the moment, so I want to finish that Zelda.
But let's talk about we've talked about like who you are, what you do, but like let's go personal, like video games. Do you play video games, watch movies?
I feel like I grew up in the Philippines where my parents always wants us to study. So I didn't get a chance. Game Boy? Is it Game Boy?
Yeah, Game Boy.
I don't even know how to use it.
I don't either, to be honest.
And then my best friend has one, and my mom said to me, like, it's quite expensive, so if you break it. So my best friend was like, you can play. And I was like, no.
I'm not going to touch that. So what would you say you do like in your spare time when you have time to kick your legs up?
I play a game called Battle Realms.
Battle Royale?
No, not Real. Realms. R-E-A-L-M-S. I think it's a
Battle Realms? Is that like on the phone or computer?
Computer.
Battle
Realms. Okay, I've never heard of that one before.
I haven't either.
It's quite an old one, I guess.
Probably, I can imagine.
What's your question?
Like what do you do in your spare time? If you just
get
time to kick your feet up at home, do you watch TV? Do you play?
I love watching TV series, movies.
Oh, true. What are you watching at the moment?
At the moment I just finished a series called Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
Oh, I've heard so much about that.
It's so good? Deep.
What's it about?
Stalker, I'm pretty
stalker,
sure.
But then on episode 4,
I was thinking like Santa Claus or something.
Even deeper. Stalker.
Stalker, okay.
At first it was like quite upbeat. Like, oh, maybe it's gonna be funny. And then episode 4 comes.
Got pretty
and
grim. Like,
pretty dark.
I remember
really deep, and I'm like
last weekend I had a party at mine, I think it was Friday night, and then on the Saturday morning, this chick turned on the TV and she's like, oh, we should watch this interview.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay, what is this? Because I'd heard of Baby Reindeer, but I didn't know anything about it. It was like a 40-minute interview. Ordered some breakfast, and she chucks it on, and it's the interview of the actual person of Baby Reindeer. And it was really interesting for the sense that she said, oh, I've never, I didn't watch the TV show, but this woman's like 40 years old, looks like nothing like me, even though they looked exactly alike. She's got like darker hair than me and like perfectly described her, even though she hasn't watched the show. She's just really an impulse liar. It was quite interesting to
see.
Such
a random thing to just decide to put on.
Yeah,
on Saturday morning.
She was going to watch Baby Reindeer, and she's like, oh no, this is boring. We should watch the actual interview. And I'm like, I really just want to go back to sleep. Honestly, I'm fucking tired as. And then,
but did you watch it?
I watched it for like, I started getting intrigued in it because it was like, I started asking, I was like, who is this? And she's like, oh, it's from the show. And it was so weird, man. You should watch it if you find it.
I finished.
A British.
Oh, okay.
It's if you just go on YouTube and type in, the actual person's name. Oh, cameras. If you, go on YouTube and type in the actual person's like Martha's her name or something like that. You type in her name, Martha, real life interview, and it'll have this like British Scottish or something like that, TV presenter interviewing her. It's so interesting. But
okay, I'll try.
It's pretty long. Maybe just skip forward into it and like just watch a little bit. But it's kind of interesting to see how much she like impulse lies. I've never talked to him, but I've emailed him 41,000 times.
Oh gosh, it's actually true in the series. It's just like nonstop email. Oh gosh. You should definitely watch it.
Baby Reindeer. I've never had time for TV shows, but what's a Baby Reindeer?
I don't want to say beautiful. The beautiful part of, not beautiful part of the story, but like when you watch that series, you end up knowing, because like people will jump into conclusion of what the main actor should do, or like if it's a real person, like, oh, you should just do this. But then they open up the background of that person on why he's not doing this with Martha, or he's not saying it to police. He has a whole background of what happened to him throughout. And you will be like, okay, so it's actually valid on why he's acting like that. Why he's not... I don't want to spoil you.
I'm probably going to watch it, but I don't mind little spoilers.
Like, yeah, everything has... It's a broader kind of like reason on why he's doing things that way and why he's not doing things that a normal person should... Not Martha, but the Baby Reindeer guy. Yeah.
Okay. What would you say your like top three TV shows are that you've seen?
Top three? It's so hard to pick. TV show... I would say movies. I'll go with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter. That one, War Horse.
War Horse?
Yeah. War Horse, Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, that's a pretty old one, eh?
Yeah, I think 2005, I think, movie. It's really good, too.
I have a feeling I've seen it.
That one and I forgot the other one. Maybe it's not my favorite. That's why I forgot about it. I would say War Horse, one of my top.
And Harry Potter,
yeah.
Which Harry Potter movie?
It's hard to pick. I do love Goblet of Fire, but for pastime, I would keep on watching the number three one, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like the...
It's like very light but dark at some point.
I prefer the first one, The Philosopher's Stone. That's like just because they're so young and... I don't know.
It gives you an adventure.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Bible.
Have you never seen Harry Potter?
I'm a filmmaker and I've never seen Harry Potter. I will though.
Watch War Horse though.
I think I have seen that. In school.
Sure.
Yeah, Harry Potter like from the first movie, second movie completely like feels like a horror movie. The Chamber of Secrets feels like it's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's not a... I mean, when I was a kid, it felt like a horror movie, but now that I watch it now, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen a lot worse.
Is the part one and part two good?
Yeah.
Okay, no,
you're asking someone who loves Harry Potter. I would say, like, I love
it. Is there any, like, bad Harry Potter movies, or are they all pretty good? Or, like, ones that you're like, oh, they could have changed that a bit?
Personally, part one's good, but it's quite slow.
Yeah.
Because, it's all build up for part two. So if you don't really like slow movies... I possibly would skip part one, but you kind of need to know it for part
two. Nah, I can't skip part one of that.
I just watched Midsommar 2-3 weekends ago. That is a rough
film. Is it the one with the flower and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, it's brutal.
Florence Pugh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, A24 production.
A24 is nice, eh?
I love A24, man.
Well, I watched another one. I can't remember the name of it.
I watched The Iron Claw recently. Have you seen that?
That's a good one. That's A24 as well.
I'm going to watch that. Yeah, is that the one with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
And also the one from... Oh, I can't remember his name. The one from Shameless.
One of the brothers?
Yeah.
And he's cooking food?
Yeah. He's... Yep.
Yeah. I think his name's on the tip of
my tongue. I can't remember.
The Bear?
Yeah, he's in The Bear as well.
I've seen The Bear. That's a good show.
I haven't watched that. I'm going to watch that.
I haven't watched this third season.
I need to reactivate my Disney Plus. Season,
yeah. The Bear is like one of my favorite ones. That's like the season 3 is coming out this month.
Oh, sorry. Season 3 isn't out yet, but I've seen the other ones.
I have a question. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones? Because I've never watched any Game of Thrones.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones, but...
I'm sure. I've heard it's amazing, except for like the last season.
Yeah, I heard it's amazing, but like, I don't know. I just don't have that... push to actually watch it.
Yeah, well, apparently the last season's horrible. Like, it kind of puts me off a bit. I'll still give it a go at one day.
One day, if you have... How many seasons they have?
8 13? On 7, no, 7 or 8 or something like that.
What's this in? Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Nine seasons.
Something like that, yeah.
What is that controversial one? The one with... Is it Jacob Elordi? Yeah, Jacob Elordi.
I'm not sure.
Is that in Game of Thrones?
No, no, no.
Jacob, the guy that's the little kid, but he's not really a little kid anymore. The guy that...
No, the one in Euphoria. Oh. And then he has a movie with this guy who's...
Oh, I've never seen Euphoria.
It's like almost like a manipulation movie as well. It's like psycho thriller.
I've heard of it. It's another A24 production as well.
Do you guys know the name?
No, these guys don't watch movies.
Oh,
Euphoria is a good show, though. They've, season three
Start with the three S. Wait. Saltburn.
Yes, Saltburn. There you go. That was such a good film.
Only thing I've heard from Saltburn is a bathtub scene.
Oh,
that's
damn.
The only thing I've heard of.
There's a bathtub scene and then there's like a grave scene.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, that was, gosh.
I watched it with my mate and like when it came to that grave scene, I was just like, what the fuck am I watching, bro? Like, what is this?
And it's quite long too and silent and you're like... Bro, what?
To be fair though, I like films that keep me guessing and like just keep you on your toes, like, oh, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah.
But I did not expect the bathtub scene and the grave scene to happen. I was just like, okay, this is...
I think I saw a clip on Twitter of the bathtub scene. I was like, what movie is this? And then someone said Saltburn.
It's Saltburn. Oh, and you know who pushed me to watch it?
What's that?
Charlie.
No, oh, Charlie
was in my house together with, what's his name? Wilson.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, Wilson and Charlie, and they're like, we should watch this movie. And I was like, yeah, I want to watch a movie. But I was like waiting for a group of friends to watch it. I don't want to watch it alone because apparently it's quite fun to watch it with friends.
Oh, God.
So he pushed me to watch it.
I mean.
And I was just like, oh, gosh.
Have you seen Once Were Warriors?
Wait, what?
Once Were Warriors, the New Zealand film.
Not yet. Who's in it?
Oh, I don't know the actors, but it's quite a classic film.
Is it an old movie or a new movie?
Old, I think.
Old movie. Yeah, the one of the main characters is called Jake the Muzz, but it's not his actual actor's name. It's from like 1998. And it's set in South Auckland and it's a bit of a depressing film, but it's a really good, like a must watch kind of New Zealand film to just
kind of... What kind of depressing film to the point that at the end of the movie you feel like, oh my God.
You feel pretty sad and you're like, damn, you just kind of contemplate life. Just
like The Lovely Bones? I don't know if you guys watched
it. No, I haven't seen it, but...
I'm scarred, traumatized.
I wouldn't say it's traumatizing, but there's definitely themes of suicide in the movie and domestic abuse. So
okay, then it's really deep.
Sad.
Yeah, it's a sad and deep film, but at the same time, it kind of makes you think, like...
About
this is what life used to be like in South Auckland back in the 80s.
Okay, I would love to watch that then.
So it's definitely a must watch for everyone in New Zealand. Talk to Charlie about it. He's seen it and he makes a lot of like references to it on his story.
Okay, now I will understand his story. After I watch that movie.
Because he always puts, every now and then he's like, oh, what movie should I watch? And everyone always says like, watch Once Were Warriors. He's like, bro, I've already seen it. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've reached like the 35 minute mark. Anything you want to say before we close off?
What do they normally say before you close off?
Where can we
finish
find
off?
You?
Finish off on a quote. Yeah, tell us where we can find you. Finish off on a quote if you want.
Okay, guys. So I'm Win Wolf. You can find me on social, TikTok, Instagram, and hopefully YouTube one day. Or maybe if I do a podcast, but it's Win_Wolf. And also help everyone.
Beautiful. Sure. Awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you everyone for listening and have a good day.